Two people eating out of one plate.
Since
they're both eating out of the same plate, and one of them decides he wants a drink in the middle, so the other one should not continue taking from the plate, because the first one's going to lose out. The Derecher says, while they're both eating, so each one's taking a little by little. If one's taking a break for drinking or for some other reason, then the other one should wait for him. There are three people eating out of a plate, then if one person wants to take a break, the two don't have to wait for it. So, halachas of Derecher. So, who brings, that says it's not Derecher to a Talmid Chacham to drink water in front of a public. He should turn his head to the side if he's drinking. Some say that that's only talking about when it's not in the middle of a Suda, but during the Suda, it is permitted. He doesn't have to turn his head, even if there are other people around with him. And it says other drinks other than water is permitted under all circumstances for Talmid Chacham to drink gravy. Yeah. And it says that a woman who's by herself, not with her husband, should not drink wine. She's they're on a trip together, and they're in a hotel, whatever. Even with her husband, she shouldn't drink wine. Says if she's used to drinking wine together with her husband, then when her husband is not there, she's allowed to drink a little bit. Siv gimel mishayim peyo mikora kol echem ayochlim v'maychol shamish. Those days used to have a shamish, bring the food, and everybody would leave over a little bit for him, so he should have some food to eat.
The shamash itself is pouring from the pot into each one's plate.
They don't leave anything in the pot for him, which he shouldn't leave for himself. This is basically derechet for the shamash. He shouldn't leave for himself, but everybody else should care for him and leave for him.
If you're talking to somebody who's eating, don't look at him or wait to talk to him until he finishes his eating, and don't look at his portion either because it's embarrassing.
If a person goes into somebody else's house, anything the Baal Bais says to do, one should do, even if he's being mechabed the guest and the guest feels it's too much for him, he should still accept it. It's better to be an honored and accept what the Baal Bais is asking you to do, then be a little guy and say, I don't want what you're doing for me.
Yeah.
If the guest has certain chumas and halacha, he's not required to forego his chumas and halacha to cover the Baal Bais. That's only if there chumas that has a shash of iser, some type of precious, he eats less than everybody else. Well, that's just that precious, where he doesn't want to eat certain things, then if it's covered with the Baal Bais, better to forego that level of abstaining and just eat with the Baal Bais, wants him to do. Siv avloye odom kaptan de sudosef. One should not be in a makbid about everything that happens at the time of the suda. To be makbid and not to give to somebody else from the food. It's also going to cause them to be embarrassed to eat, or guests won't be so comfortable even by such a person. It's not a good idea to be kaptan any time. But this is talking about the Shasa suda has special damage. One should not hold in his hand a big piece of food which is the size of an egg.
Yeah.
In other words, it sounds like the Iker Halacha is don't swallow a big chunk the size of a beitza in one shot. The Beis Yosef says that even to hold in your hand a piece of bigger than the size of the beitza is not derecher. On Shabbos, one is allowed to hold a big piece of bread because that's the chesivus of Shabbos. The discussion is what about eating a sandwich? So, if you're eating the normal way of doing it, a lot of places would say that's already the same. If you're eating one of these long French breads full of 20 slices of salami and holding the whole thing in your hand, even though some people do it, but the people don't do that. Sivches. You're drinking a cup, you shouldn't drink the whole cup in one gulp. You should leave a little bit behind and drink it afterwards. Stein derchet. If you're drinking two gulps, then that's considered a normal way. Shloish areizim gasa ruach. If you drink in three shots, that's considered like about geiger. That's just drinking very little bit.
How about if you're doing it for different reasons? It's hard to drink a lot in one time. It's not a problem. Almost says if it's a very small cup, you can finish it in one shot, and if it's which is less, you know, it's a cup which is less than the size of a beer, and it's a very good cup, and you can drink it in more gulps. The amount to drink in one shot is less than a beer. Shalusa is talking about drinking wine. According to that, if you drink other types of drinks, which is normal to drink larger amounts, then you can drink a larger amount in one shot.